For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Good morning once again to everyone out there. Thank you for joining me for A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. We just got underway yesterday talking about a two-week series I'll be doing right here on Life Songs, and we're going to be talking about prayer. And actually, I want to go through 10 hindrances to answered prayer, but before that, I got to let you know what prayer is and how God's the one who ordained prayer. And I love this. We opened the broadcast yesterday out of James 5, verse 16b. The prayers of righteous people, those who know Christ, are powerful and effective. And I want to say that to you to encourage you already. You've been praying. You've been believing God the best way you know how. Guess what? That prayer is powerful and it's effective, meaning it's going to have an effect on your situation. I love this. Prayer covers the whole range of human need. That's why we're encouraged in everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Go ahead, let your request be made known to God. God's the one who said this. Because prayer will cover every range of our human need. Philippians 4:19, the beautiful promise, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That's so wonderful. And of course, that was in response to some giving, but all your needs, physical, emotional, spiritual. You know, I just love Isaiah 64:4. From of old, no one has heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen a God besides you who works and shows himself active on behalf of the one who's earnestly waiting for him. Just, this is great. I'm just giving you great bullets here of scripture. 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able. Everyone out there needs to say, if I were in your class or you were in my class, say it together. God is able. It'll do a lot to boost your faith. Just that right there. God is able. God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances. And there you go again. You got to say it out loud. All circumstances. So here we go. You say God is able under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Goodness, the Word of God, mercy, mercy, mercy. I'm trying to continue in my outline, and I can't because the Word of God is just stopping me in the neatest of ways. I wanted to stop you. Look at this, man. 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able under all circumstances. Goodness. Love it, love it, love it. Men ought always to pray and not lose heart. Love this. That's Luke 18, verse 1. Here's a quote by A.B. Simpson. The life of prayer is an interior life, a spiritual life. This allows a constant check on the heart, but it also allows us to have a private connection to the throne of God. At any moment, day or night, you can open and maintain direct communications with heaven, bringing all its help, if need be, to our immediate aid. What a terrific, terrific quote. A.B. Simpson on prayer, the life of prayer. It's a privilege. God set it up. He said, pray this way. Keeps us in constant check with the Father. Constant communion. We can be in a bathroom. We can be in a restaurant. We can be in our car. We can be having an argument and under our breath say, God, please help me. And he's right there. And remember how we opened the broadcast. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Well, there's so much more. I haven't even gotten to the hindrances. I will start those tomorrow on Our Future and Our Hope with Anna Donahue. Make sure you go to the website and register for our September teachings on the Book of James, 3 Monday nights beginning September 10th. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit annadonahueministries.com.